Hi, this is Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus Student Edition, a podcast series dedicated to pharmacy students. In this episode, Sunil Prabhu, Dean and Professor at the College of Pharmacy at the Western University of Health Sciences, discusses the new 3.5-year pharmacy program. So could you just start by explaining the Western University of Health Sciences 3.5-year program for pharmacy?
Yes, of course. The Western University of Health Sciences, just to give you a brief introduction, is located about 35 miles east of Los Angeles in the town of Pomona. We've been a College of Pharmacy since 1996, so we're going up on 28 years. So we were the fourth College of Pharmacy in the state. Currently, we have, I think, about 14 schools of pharmacy, so we are one of the older ones. And we started out as a four-year program, and always have been. Generally, traditionally, the programs are either 4 years or an accelerated 3 years. And we adopted the four-year block design curriculum a long time ago. And about a year ago, we decided to innovate our curricular design to the 3.5-year program. The 3.5 is the only one in California at the moment. It's a unique program because it allows graduation of our student pharmacists by December of that year rather than May. And what we discovered was that a May graduation where over 1,000 students from 14 schools in California graduating, it really stresses the job market because everybody's looking for a job. And not only that, May graduates from all over the country who are coming back to California also stress the job market. It backs up the Board of Pharmacy because of the board tickets, exam tickets that are not available. So they end up taking it in August, September, even though they've graduated in May. So two primary reasons for this change to 3.5. And what we found out that is when they graduate in December, there is no other school graduating at that time. The employers are excited because they have the toughest time to staff from Jan to April is what we learned. They get to take our boards early, and several other advantages that they have, which other schools don't have at the moment for their graduates, is what we think. And that's what precipitated our 3.5 program.
So the next question is, what was the inspiration behind creating this program?
Why it started was because, you know, as they say, necessity is the mother of invention. And currently across the nation, there is a very high downward trend in enrollment. And there are simply not enough people interested in applying to pharmacy schools as a profession. And certainly there are reasons for that. And, in California being 14 schools, the applicant pool is sort of divided. And so what we decided was, that being the primary reason for us to innovate in this direction, to make our program more exciting for those applicants who are interested in the profession. And certainly with our cohort that just came in 2023, I can talk a little bit about their surveys, et cetera, that we did. I think it's a later question, but is very highly positive. And we also enrolled a 30% higher class because of that reason. So like I said, the enrollment was the key trigger that allowed us to think in this direction.
So what are some of the benefits of the 3.5-year program, especially for students?
As I said, students, the advantages, I have to mention that there was not a single disadvantage to our student pharmacists who would be graduating from this program. And as I was mentioning, the first and foremost is that they graduate early, and therefore they take the boards early, which then results in their getting their licensure early, which then compounds to getting jobs early. So they're in the workforce full 6 months ahead of their counterparts that graduate in May. We didn't tweak the curriculum in very drastic ways by any means, which allows them to enjoy their summers. And so there is a component in the summers that allows them to go to affiliated institutions in Asia that we have, or get internship positions, get employment, or just simply relax. And then one of the other primary benefits we found was regarding residencies. And what we saw was that residency interviews take place in January. Our graduates will be out by December. So when they interview with the residency program directors, they're going to let them know that that they will be fully licensed by July when the residency program starts. At this point, no other college can guarantee that because everybody graduates in May and residencies start in July, and many of them have not even taken the board exams by that time. And so it's a distinct advantage for us. And also, our students do a scholarly project, which will finish by December, and they will get to present that at residency interviews and therefore have an edge, is what we believe, over other students. So many, many reasons for it. And like I said in the beginning, there was not a single disadvantage to our student pharmacist graduate.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our monthly Mental Health Minute. I'm Dr. Jessica Louie, host of the Burnout Doctor podcast. Today we're answering, financial issues can be a major stressor and leave people feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. Do you have any recommendations for pharmacy students looking to tackle financial concerns? First, do finances impact feelings of burnout? Yes, I think they do. One characteristic of burnout is exhaustion. Personally, I was exhausted all the time, and it was one symptom of my burnout syndrome back in 2015. One reason was picking up extra shifts to work in the hospital, working holidays to get extra pay, and feeling like I needed to continue residency hours of 60 to 70 hours a week of work. At that time, what was my financial situation during burnout? Well, I had student loan debt. I did not have a large savings account, and I felt trapped. This is the same as many of my clients, feeling trapped. I needed my full-time job as a pharmacist to feel financially well. I think when we are in a poor financial situation, it can contribute to more burnout and cynicism in our lives. Knowing our financial situation and putting together a plan helps. No, you do not need to be debt-free to help feelings of burnout. While resetting and working on my own burnout situation, I paid off massive student loan debt. And I no longer felt trapped. I wasn't tied to a job because of a paycheck. And here are a few of the steps. One was facing the facts of what was your student loan debt, what is your current financial situation, gathering all the facts together in an Excel file and putting together the numbers. Step two was listing out the goals of how was I going to pay this off, what was the best plan for my financial situation and my well-being. And finally, was taking action and implementing it with accountability along the way. You can find even more information on our financial well-being series on the podcast and our YouTube channel on how we paid off over $385,000 worth of student loan debt in about 6 years. Thank you for listening to our Mental Health Minute. Until next time.
How does the program streamline the curriculum while also meeting all of the necessary requirements?
That's a great question. what we noticed was that we actually are able to satisfy all of our accreditation guidelines by the by December of that year, which means 2.5 years of didactic courses and 1 full year of experiential. And that results in 3.5 years of this entire curriculum. Previously, what we had in the four-year program was the last semester was an advanced scholarly project that they did. And that scholarly project is called an advanced elective, which we uniquely or innovatively pulled into the year before to allow them to graduate by December. And so that advanced elective component will be a longitudinal delivery of that scholarly project that they will do on their time. And so given that, we didn't compromise on quality measures. We didn't compromise on accreditation measures. And we have also kept a big portion of our summers such that they can do different things during that time. Generally, accelerated programs, it's difficult to have free summers, but we were able to ensure that.
When will the program officially launch, and how can students who are interested apply?
Great. This is so good. Thank you for asking. The program is already active and up and running. We have our first cohort joined us in the fall, in August of 2023. They will graduate in December of 2026. Those who are interested in applying to our program, there are many ways to do it, but officially, they will have to go to the FarmCast webpage. It's farmcast.org, and select our college, Western University of Health Sciences, and go through the application procedure. But what we've done is we have a very highly functioning team within the college. So anybody who's interested should contact the college and we will guide them. Now I can let you know that my assistant dean for enrollment management, Dr. Patrick Chan, will guide each and every applicant through a successful application process. They can look him up on our Western U website, or his email is chanp@westernu.edu. So many sources, but FarmCast is the official entry point to apply for the program.
Could this program help to fill the staffing needs faster or meet the needs for the profession?
Yes. As I said earlier, the employers have told us that the hardest time for them is to staff from January to April because there are no graduates coming out of any program at that time. And so when in our earlier discussions, before we took this decision, we involved all our stakeholders, including our employers. And so we do believe that our students will have prime jobs available to them to choose from, whether it's community practice, whether it's hospital practice or other different situations. And they would be, into the workforce earlier than the others. It does meet the needs of the profession. It's great marketing for us. It is our program is of high quality, and students who graduate are become extremely competent pharmacists.
Do you think the 3.5-year program will become the standard for the profession, or at least begin to grow in prevalence?
Good questions. Hard to predict. I would like to be unique, to be honest. But I certainly don't know if it's going to become the norm. But we do hear of other schools considering going to a 3.5 year program in California. And we have learned that at least one program has adopted that, but they are a few years behind us. And so, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery, I suppose. So we like that aspect. Yet being unique is, would be good for us in a way. And but regardless of people or colleges adopting this 3.5 program, we will always be the first.
And lastly, as we begin to wrap up, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, for your listeners, for students who are interested in pharmacy, of course, I've been here a long time. I'm the current dean of the College of Pharmacy. What gives me immense pride is essentially a curriculum that has really produced very highly regarded pharmacists in the workforce at the current time. Our quality measures have ensured that our board passing rates are always high. For some of your listeners who may or may not know this, is Western U College of Pharmacy ranked number three in the entire nation, tied for number three in the entire nation in 2022. They were number one in California, beating out all other schools that year in both the NAPLEX, which is the national exam, and the CPJE, which is the California board exam. The same thing happened in the class of 2021, and we've always been over 90% passing in other years as well. Some years we got 100% passing too. So we maintain the quality, and it shows in our board passing. Our graduating students in 2023 that just graduated took a national survey. That's all students get it around the nation. And one question in that asks, would you choose to come back to Western U if you were to do this over again? When we saw that results, given that it was a very pandemic climate when these students graduated from us, 90% of them, actually, they preferred to come back to Western U. When we looked at private schools, which we are one of them, private schools across the nation, 76% said that that they would go back to the same institution. And nationally, 82% said that they would go back, including public schools. So looking at our numbers at 90%, I feel like we have been doing things right. And students are seeing that the products that we're creating is of high quality. And that shows in their survey results. And I just want to talk quickly about our current cohort, the 3.5 cohort, which just matriculated in August. We did a survey with them to say, ask them, why is it that they chose to come to Weston? And what they told us in their survey overwhelmingly were two reasons. One is our board passing rates attracted them here. And the other one was just the duration, the novel duration of our program. So those two factors played the largest role in this class taking here. So again, as I said, the 3.5 is all of the advantages that our student pharmacists have. And I believe that we did the right thing by innovating in this direction.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus, Student Edition. Tune in next month to hear more about the latest trends and issues for pharmacy students.